Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to Lieutenant Aaron Fuller with the Knoxville Police Department as he talks about ways to stay safe both at home and while traveling this holiday season. With the holiday season comes many different things behaviors we do that aren't out of the norm almost. People traveling, people going places, meeting with family, people drinking, having a good time. I guess when it comes to holiday traveling and when it comes to holiday safety in general, Lieutenant Fuller, I guess, what are some safety tips that you recommend, especially for those people and those families that are out there, because this is one of the busiest times when it comes to traveling across the country?
You're absolutely right, Nathan. I think what law enforcement all over the country wants people to do first and foremost is if you're going to go out and you're going to have a good time, maybe with some drinks, celebrate with family and friends, we want you to find a designated driver. We don't want anybody driving intoxicated on the roadways. It's a very selfish thing to do, and it can lead to disaster in many ways. Another thing, whenever you're traveling, is like you said before we started this, we let people know that you're going to be gone, but don't let people know that you're going to be gone. Let your neighbors know. You know, hey, I'm going to be gone. This light's going to be on. Or call the police department and say, hey, we're going to be gone on vacation from this day to this day. Keep an eye on our house, you know, do some extra patrol in that area. And we'll definitely do that. We do that all the time for people. As far as traveling, give yourself enough time to get to where you're going. Make sure that your cell phone is charged, that you have first aid kit if you need it, right? Slow down. Don't speed. Speeding leads to accidents and all kinds of other disasters. Wear your seatbelt and just all around be safe. You know, we all want people to get to where they're going safely. We want them to arrive, have a good time, and then return home in a safe manner too.
You know, the Knoxville Police Department has this new community camera program that could be very useful in situations like this when you talk about people leaving their home, wanting you to kind of pay attention to their house and stuff like that. So I guess from the police department, how much do you recommend people in Knoxville really take part in this community camera program so it makes kind of, not say your job easier, but it is better for them when it comes to keeping their home secure and keeping the neighborhood secure, especially when they're out of town?
Absolutely. So burglars, thieves are usually operate off of opportunity. If they have the opportunity to take something that doesn't belong to them, they will. If there's not a witness to that, if no evidence is left behind, which a lot of times there's not, then we're behind the eight ball trying to figure that out. It's not impossible, but it's very, very difficult. What cameras do in situations like that is it helps us. It gives us an idea. Even if we can't positively identify the person on the camera, we can, you know, look at the person's build, their clothing, whatever that is, and we can develop, you know, some type of suspect, I guess, from that. So, you know, participating in our community camera program, I highly recommend it. It's one way that you can be a productive member in our town to help solve crime.
Yes, my wife always makes me do whenever I leave town is she makes people come over and check the mail, and she also makes our lights stay on in our front and back porch. Is that something that you recommend? So one, I can make fun of her, and two, it just in general, because I guess when it comes to that, I know criminals are more opportune people, like you mentioned. Are they more suspect to attack a home or go for a home that has a light on and that makes it look like people are home, or...
So every type of criminal is different. Some are a little more adventurous, I guess, than others. So some may attack your home with a light on, especially if they don't see people coming or going. But that's usually people who kind of have an idea that you're gone. A lot of times when you leave a light on, you know, Nathan, your wife is absolutely right. Leave lights on, you know, because that will deter people from even approaching your home because they don't want to be identified by a neighbor or by a passerby or something like that. So yep, leave lights on, let your neighbors know, have your neighbors or family members or friends, you know, collect your mail, especially around the holiday season. A lot of cards with checks and money and all that stuff is coming. You know, UPS, FedEx is, you know, dropping off packages. So just think of ways to protect yourself and engage in those avenues.
When it comes to traveling, I think a lot of people also come into town. I think a lot of people from out of town come into town, I think. And luckily right now it's nice and warm, but there is potential throughout the holiday season where we could have snow, we could have cold temperatures, and I know that the snow ordinance will come into effect. I guess for people coming out of town, where can they find out more information, or how can they know the ordinance to know, hey, I need to get my car off the street?
Sure. So if there's expected more than 1 inch of snow, Chief Lasada is going to activate the emergency snow ordinance. So people know that they have to get their vehicles off of the streets. What we do allow in situations like that is you can park in your yard for a limited amount of time, right, until the streets are clean from curb to curb. You can park in any city-owned parking lot. You know, talk to others about parking in, you know, maybe their driveway if they have a larger driveway, a neighbor or something like that. The thing about that is there's not a lot of parking for people who live in off-street parking, apartments, homes, whatever that is. So you really have to think ahead about where you're going to put your vehicle. You know, don't think about it when there's a blizzard outside. Think ahead. You know, because those tickets are $25. We don't like writing them, and people sure don't like receiving them. So, you know, let's do us all a favor and just make sure that our vehicles are off the road during snow ordinance.
One more time, is there any other tips that people should know when it comes to the holiday season being coming into town or leaving town?
Make sure that your vehicle is in good working order, that your tire pressure is good, that all your lights work, that you have everything in order. And just, you know, be smart about traveling. You know, we all know the proper way to travel, how to get from point A to point B safely. Let's do it. You know, there's no reason why anybody has to be injured or lose a life while they're traveling if we all just take our time and plan ahead.
Thanks to Lieutenant Aaron Fuller with the Knoxville Police Department for joining us on today's program. If you would like to listen to today's program or past shows, go to knicareless.com and click on podcast.